This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a really strange story about toy guns, which can be a problem if they're mistaken for the real thing. There's been a rash of toy gun scares in San Diego schools, and police traced the mock weapons to an unlikely source, ice cream trucks. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
It happens about once a week. A kid shows up at a San Diego school carrying a toy gun, only it looks like anything but a toy. Police Sergeant Joe Florentino says anytime his officers get a report of something that looks like a gun, they take it very seriously.
Quite often the school's put into lockdown. It's quite a chaos sometimes, and we just can't take it for granted that they're fake anymore.
On a table at school district headquarters, Florentino has set out a sample of the toy gun seized last year. He picks up one that looks remarkably similar to his own Glock 9mm.
This is actually my backup weapon. I carry it on duty. And you can see how it cycles and the way the slide functions. This is an exact replica of that weapon.
In February, San Diego police officers shot and killed a teenager who had what looked like a .38 caliber revolver on the passenger seat of his car. It turned out to be a toy. Although most toy guns have red plastic tips to make them easier to identify, some of the toys seized by police have had their red tips colored black with a magic marker. There are also reports of gang members painting tips of real guns red, which only adds to the confusion. Not long ago, police officer Carlos Vargas seized a toy gun from an elementary school student. When he asked the youngster where the gun came from, Vargas heard a familiar story.
He purchased it directly from an ice cream truck and told us that he purchased it for $2.
It turns out ice cream trucks are the most common source of toy guns in San Diego schools. Although the guns are sold elsewhere, police say kids buying from ice cream trucks are less likely to be supervised.
How much is a SpongeBob?
$75.
On a recent afternoon, Emma Espinosa parks her ice cream truck at the edge of a quiet cul-de-sac, just across the street from a school bus stop. Espinosa sells a realistic-looking cap gun that she buys from a 99-cent store. Parents don't like their kids to buy the gun, she says, but kids buy them anyway. This past week, the San Diego City Council passed an ordinance making it clear that mobile food vendors can sell only food, not toy guns. At the Circus Ma'am Wholesaler, where ice cream trucks go to restock, owner Basil Kanunu is helping to spread the word. So far, it seems, not everyone's gotten the message.
They sent me a letter. They're not allowed to sell any toy gun anymore. I'm going to say, Angel!
Peeking into a truck owned by Angel Sanchez, Kanunu spots several of the now-banned toys.
Oh, yeah, he has some. ¿Por qué tú vendes pistola?
Sanchez says he's down to his last few toy guns, which he promises to throw away. Police insist they're not trying to hurt the ice cream vendor's business, but Officer Vargas says when you send your kid out to get a frozen blow pop, you don't expect him to come back with something that could get him blown up. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.